Park City officials have been working with Rocky Mountain Power to further the city's goals of net zero carbon and 100% renewable electricity by 2022 for city operations and 2032 community-wide. Council reports that it continues to be a productive collaboration in spite of the curveball the energy company threw in November. Not long after launching their solar program, Rocky Mountain Power announced that they were filing two proposals with the Public Service Commission. The PSC has until 5 p.m. today to file a decision whether they will grandfather solar power applicants who applied for rooftop solar service by December 8th and protect them from the new fee schedule. But for those who file after the 8th, they would be put into a holding pattern for a temporary tariff until late next summer. Park City Environmental Sustainability Manager Luke Carton says it could go one of three ways. PSC could deny the utility company's proposed fee schedule. They could decide not to honor the grandfathered group and have everyone on solar pay equally, or they could do absolutely nothing and the temporary tariff would go into effect. The city has until December 20th to file a petition to intervene with the PSC. But before directing Carton either way, council first wanted to hear what he had to say. Rocky Mountain Power, he says, isn't looking at all sides of the issue.
If you look at this number that was done for Utah, it's, you know, between 10 and 15 cents. So you think back to Rocky Mountain Power's claim of 7.1 cents. The above 10 cent piece, when you actually think about it, that's what residential rates are. So you could actually say it could be viewed as a wash. That would all of a sudden say, all right, Rocky Mountain Power says there's a $400 cost. We could also show potentially a large benefit because you're taking the strain off of Rocky Mountain Power system. And also the individual residents are paying for the capital to pretty much bring more generation online.
Summit County was already granted a seat at the table. After hearing Carton's presentation, council told him, send the petition. Because this is a hot-button issue right now, Carton says it's a national issue that is focusing on Utah. Municipalities are joining in the conversation, as well as the Division of Public Utilities, the Office of Consumer Services, large-scale solar installers, and the Governor's Office is keeping a very close eye on the development. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.